Welcome to Bristol Radio, your home for Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway podcasts, soundbites, and more. For more Bristol content, visit bristolmotorspeedway.com.
Hello, everyone. It's David McGee, and I'm back with Chapter 5 of Tales of Bristol Motor Speedway, a book that I wrote in 2011 about the history of the racetrack. Chapter 5 is about a monumental event that really didn't go anywhere back in 1961. I think most everyone remembers when 2016, when we hosted the Battle at Bristol football game. Well, they tried football back in 1961, and, well, Carl Moore says things didn't go too well. So here we go with Chapter 5 from Tales of Bristol Motor Speedway. This is called Nobody Came. Situated in the center of Bristol International Speedway, the green grass field with goalposts at each end doubtless sparked plenty of conversation among race fans who attended the very first Volunteer 500. Beyond the obvious contrast to the recently bulldozed earthen hillsides all around the track, the 120-yard-long by 160-foot-wide gridiron seemed strangely at odds with the environment of asphalt, steel, and gasoline. The field, created to host major college and professional football games, was the brainchild of track co-founders Larry Carrier, Carl Moore, and R.G. Pope. They envisioned it as a way to diversify the operation and recoup some of their substantial investment. Months before, it was Moore who predicted that the Speedway would become a multi-purpose sports facility. First up, Bristol would host East Tennessee's initial professional football game on Labor Day weekend. It would be an NFL exhibition contest pitting the defending world champion Philadelphia Eagles against the Washington Redskins. The only team you could get on TV around here was the Redskins, so they were big here, Moore recalled. And the Eagles had won the championship the year before, so we just knew we were going to have a sellout. Selling thousands of tickets to a football game probably appeared easy for guys who had just defied immeasurable odds by building a new racetrack in 6 months and then selling out their first Grand National race. Instead of a victory celebration, however, they got sacked. Much like Lucy repeatedly humiliates Charlie Brown by yanking the football away just before he kicks, Carrier, Moore, and Pope fell flat on their collective backs. Their Bristol facility had been filled to practically overflowing just 34 days before, with 24,000 race fans crammed into every available space. But when it came to football, they barely scored. Nobody came, Moore said. People told me that later that they didn't come because they were concerned that their seats would be too far to see the action. The Bristol Herald Courier, the local daily newspaper, generously estimated attendance at 8,500, but Moore claims the real number was substantially less. Newspaper sports editor Gene Thompson described the crowd at Bristol International Speedway Stadium as, quote, disappointingly small. He politely reported the highly anticipated game, quote, failed to draw the fan support that had been envisioned for the new attraction. Even in losing seasons, the Redskins typically played before 27,000 fans at games held at the old Griffith Stadium in Washington, D.C. And just a month after their Bristol appearance, the Redskins opened the regular season by christening an all-new 56,000-seat D.C. stadium, later renamed to honor Robert F. Kennedy. In Bristol's game, the upstart Redskins led twice in the first half and only trailed the heavily favored Eagles by 4 points at halftime. The game was briefly interrupted in the second quarter by a bench-clearing fight, but order was quickly restored. Led by quarterback Sonny Jurgensen, who completed 9 of 15 passes for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns, the Eagles came back to win 17-10. We were going to try to get other games, but not after that first one, Moore said. We lost $30,000 that night. Larry and I cut the goalpost down ourselves.
Thanks for listening to Bristol Radio. If you haven't yet, please subscribe or follow the Bristol Radio Podcast Network for everything new from Thunder Valley. Also, please rate and review the show and share this episode on social media. Tag us and use the hashtag #ItsBristolBaby. See you next time.